I'd like to begin the sermon this morning by having you think about opening a gift. Think about opening a gift. It might be one you just opened this past Christmas, or perhaps it is one that you opened a long time ago that is memorable. Think about opening a gift. Do you have one in mind? Think about the package itself, its size and shape, how it was wrapped, if perhaps it made noise when you shook it, what its weight was. Think of your sense of excitement and anticipation as you prepared to open that gift. Maybe you knew right away what it was, but maybe it was quite a surprise as you unwrapped it. Think of the joy and anticipation and excitement associated as the paper was torn off and the gift was revealed. Epiphany is God unwrapping his Christmas gift to us. Starting with this day of Epiphany and then extending on throughout the season of Epiphany, God is unwrapping his Christmas gift, unwrapping his gift of the Savior. Bit by bit and story by story, God is revealing what he is up to with this one named Jesus. God is making it very clear that this Jesus, this Savior, is for all people. This Jesus will be revealed to be the very Son of God in story and miracle and by divine decree. God is unwrapping his Christmas gift, and we are filled with joy and excitement and anticipation. That's how it was with those wise men. Note how the gift was revealed to the wise men. God guided them by, of all things, a star. Some people think it was a special star that God created at that time. Others that it was a star God created at the time of creation. I don't know that it really matters, but rather that God used that star in a special way to guide the wise men. They were likely astrologers who lived in Persia. Now, I know that's a strange combination for our ears today to think of somebody who was an astronomer and an astrologer at the same time, but that was not an unusual thing back in those times. They studied the heavens and they often sought to derive meaning from the placement of the sun and moon and stars, and so they would notice a particular and unique star. In some way not quite known to us, God guided them through this star, and they knew to follow the leading of this star as it led them first to Jerusalem and then to Bethlehem and then right to the house where Jesus, God's Christmas gift, was. They left their homes and embarked on a journey of over 1,000 miles across the desert in order to follow God's leading. In so doing, God was making it very clear that his gift was not just for his chosen people, the Jews, but was for all people, including these Gentiles from a strange land. Perhaps these wise men had some familiarity with Old Testament prophecy, for it's likely that they lived in the same area where God's people, some of them, had been in exile centuries before. So maybe there was a prophetic tradition that had trickled down through the generations. We don't really know. Recall, too, that after they had been led to the house, after they knelt down and worshiped Jesus and presented their gifts, that God warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod, who feigned that he wanted to worship Jesus. But instead, God led them back another way to the safety of their homeland. God revealed to these wise men the Savior's birth, and he revealed to them a way to return home safely. Now I'd like you to think of how God's Christmas gift is revealed to us. How God unwraps that gift for us. I think I'm safe in assuming that it's likely not by the leading of a star. Anybody follow a star recently? Okay, maybe not, probably not. And yet we sang earlier that God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. God's light in his word illumines our path and leads us and guides us to see that Christmas gift unwrapped for us. That Jesus was born to be our Savior, that Jesus went the way of the cross for us, that Jesus died on the cross in our place to accomplish our salvation, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. Think of how God's gift is revealed to us through the waters of baptism, that when we are baptized into Christ, we put on Christ. That means that Christ's death and resurrection and all that he did is applied to us. And we live as his baptized people. Think about how that gift is revealed to us in the sacred meal of Holy Communion. There we are connected to the body and blood of Christ. A communion with Christ. And a communion with fellow believers. The reality is that God reveals himself to us again and again. Again and again, God comes to us through his word. Again and again, God comes to us as we live out our baptismal identity as children of God. Again and again, God comes to us as we come to receive his body and his blood. God unwraps his Christmas gift for you. He comes to us with grace and mercy and love. We are led to see that all of this is for us and that God loves me dearly. All of which leads to a question. Do we see and act? As God unwraps that Christmas gift for us again and again, do we notice what God is doing? Are we aware that God is coming to us and opening up to us himself, revealing himself and his love to us again and again, day after day in our lives? Do we see? And do we act? Think about the Christmas story. When the shepherds had revealed to them that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, remember what they did? The first thing they did was they hightailed it to Bethlehem to see this thing that had happened. They worshiped and praised God, and then they returned glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard. So the prophet Isaiah this morning in our Old Testament lesson invites us to rise and to shine. To rise and shine in the light of Christ that's been revealed to us, to let that light shine through us out into the world around us, to live in his light. Indeed, later on in his life, Jesus says the amazing thing, Jesus, the light of the world, when he says to his followers, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." The Apostle John reminds us, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also are to love one another. So yes, indeed, we gather today to celebrate that God revealed himself to those wise men long ago, but equally and maybe more importantly, we celebrate that God has revealed himself to us, that he has made known his love and grace and mercy to us. And we respond by seeking to share that love, that light with others. So come and worship. Kneel in awe and worship God's gift of a Savior. But then, rise. Rise again each day to serve, to love, to share the good news of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen. We continue our worship this morning by making confession.